Well, say if you were driving out in the country and you came off a little road, if you came up on a little road that went off the country road, what kind of road would you call that?
Well, just depends on whether it was a public or a private road. If it were a public road, just call it a road or a lane. But a private road, if it went off the highway, no matter how long it was, and if it went to residences, I'd call it a driveway. But make the distinction between public and private roads.
Mm-hmm. Well, what'd you say about a place, maybe in a pasture, that would be kind of beaten out by cattle walking that way, pretty much the same way every time?
They call that a path.
A what?
Path.
Any particular name for maybe a, you mentioned driveway a minute ago, one that was kind of long and had trees along both sides, kind of shaded?
A lane or just a lane.
Instead of driveway, would you ever say, would you ever shorten that?
Drive?
Yeah.
Or maybe just a way. No, I wouldn't say a way.
Yeah.
I might say a drive.
But the same thing.
Go up the drive. Yeah, it's the same thing.
And the place along the street where pedestrians walk?
Sidewalk.
Any name for that strip of grass between the street and the sidewalk?
Just grass strip.
Okay. Let's see how... Why don't you say that again, what you call
a grass strip?
Okay. All right, this business about if you get surprised by a dog, what you did, you say you...
I run. No, I... generally try to pick up a rock and throw it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about the predator to that? You'd say you...
threw a rock.
Okay. Say if somebody comes looking for Carol and she's not around, you might say she's...
out whoring around.
Yeah. Or something else you might say.
She wouldn't be at home.
Okay. Or say if she is, you might say... if somebody asked you, they met you outside, you might say, yeah, she's...
in the house.
And if she happened to be located, as she was cooking, you'd say she's...
she was in the kitchen.
Okay. And this beverage that people drink for breakfast and throughout the day, hot, that's...
coffee.
Yeah. And what if you didn't want any milk in it? You'd say you'd take it...
you want black coffee.
Uh-huh.
Or coffee that was naked.
Yeah. Okay.
Or, a cup walking.
A cup walking?
Yeah.
Huh.
Or, I'd say, black coffee is, he likes his coffee like he likes his women. Strong and black.
Hot and black?
I always go with strong and
well,
black.
Well, yeah, I guess so. Yeah. I see your point. And a prepositional phrase you could use there, if you did want milk in your coffee, you like it.
You want it with milk.
Or not.
Without milk.
Mm-hmm. If somebody's not going away from you, he's coming.
Toward you.
What about if you just happen to meet somebody you weren't expecting to, you say, well, I hadn't planned on meeting him, I just sort of...
just kind of chanced into him.
Okay.
Or,
or I ran?
Ran into him.
Okay. And say if a girl's been given the same name that her mother has, you say that the parents named her?
Named her after the parents.
Okay. And the animal that barks, that's a...
a dog.
What would you say to one if you wanted him to get after another dog?
Sick him.
What about a person?
Same thing. Sick him. Get him.